Tariff refund bandwagon rolls on, but SMEs struggling. U.S. customs officials have accepted more than 70% of the applications for refunds related to CHRW, lack of momentum JBHT, healthy correction VW, new AI PARTNRSHIPKNIN, RIPKMKMARSK, another upgrade DSV, still DOWNAMZN, LATAM investment WMT, bullet question WMT, CFO to analysts WMT, EYES ON tariff REFUNDS WMT, HEADWINDSUPS, beating risk-free BUTFDX, MULTI billion CONTRACT WMT, hammered in pre-market trade, CHRW, lack of momentum JBHT, healthy correction VW, new AI PARTNRSHIPKNIN, RIPKMKMARSK, another upgrade DSV, still DOWNAMZN, LATAM investment WMT, bullet question WMT, CFO to analysts WMT, EYES ON tariff REFUNDS WMT, HEADWINDSUPS, beating risk-free BUTFDX, MULTI billion CONTRACT WMT, hammered in pre-market trade. Following U.S. allegations that Singapore is part of a shadow transshipment network used by Chinese exporters to circumvent tariffs, its Prime Minister, Lawrence Wong, pictured, said it would be unrealistic to expect the city-state to determine the movement and origin of every consignment passing through its port. At the National Day rally, Mr. Wong hit back at the White House report naming Singapore among more than 40 countries allegedly involved in the shadow transshipment networks that enable Chinese exporters to disguise the origin of goods and evade U.S. trade measures. As the world's largest transshipment hub, last year Singapore processed 44.66 MTU of containers, of which 85% to 90% were transshipments, and Mr. Wong said Singapore enforced the rules and laws governing international trade. He said, "There are established rules of origin for international trade. You cannot just route goods through another country to disguise where they actually come from. However, the scale and complexity of global supply chains made it impossible to trace and verify the provenance of every product moving through the port," he added. "We're a major center for re-exports and transshipment. Goods pass through Singapore from all over the world. We cannot possibly trace and verify the entire supply chain behind every product that passes through our shores." He added that Singapore would investigate and take action where there was evidence of wrongdoing, but cautioned that there were limits to what the country could achieve independently. "We must also be realistic about what Singapore can do on our own." The Trump administration has also turned its attention to forced labor in supply chains. Following the U.S. Supreme Court's February ruling that the so-called Liberation Day tariffs were unlawful, the White House reimposed tariffs on the grounds of alleged failures to prevent imports of goods produced using forced labor. A U.S. review of 60 trading partners found 54 economies had failed to impose and effectively enforce prohibitions on imports linked to forced labor, and last month, Washington announced a 12.5% tariff on a range of Singaporean goods, citing the state's failure to prohibit imports produced with forced labor. Mr. Wong said, "We all agree there should be no place for forced labor. This is a global problem. The better way to tackle it is through international cooperation and common standards, not tariffs. But the U.S. now expects countries to have domestic measures to stop imported goods made with forced labor. We will continue engaging the U.S. and explaining our position." For uninterrupted access, sign in or sign up to the Daily News, Premium, or the Lodestar Enterprise Plan. Comment on this article.